When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, NORWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And we can find us on Facebook these days, and some really cute stuff on Facebook. There's a really cute I gotta remind myself what's there, because I was without internet and cable service for a lot of the weekend. It's a good thing that it is now back. There's a really cute video of, I think, one of the latest trick techniques to be able to cut your dog's nails. And so I don't know if you see this guy, but he's wrapped cellophane around his forehead and then smeared the cellophane with peanut butter. And then the dog licks the peanut butter off your forehead, then you trim their nails. And apparently he's never been able to trim this dog's nails before, so it worked for him. Anyway, I thought it was kind of cute. And some good life, you know, some great stories and videos and that sort of thing. So check them out. And golly, it is our kind of change up this month edition. It is the second month of July. And... Or second Sunday of July. And normally that would be Healing Sunday and Dr. Nels and Linda. But as we've been warning you for a month, Dr. Nels has his big high school reunion was around this time. And so the whole family decided to make it a big reunion because he'd be back over here. So they're having a big Rasmussen reunion going on this weekend. And so we've swapped the second and third Sundays. So today we're doing Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, personal awareness, coaching, feng shui, astrology, when she has time to study it, and all things kind of medium and psychic and all that good stuff. Natasha Venter is here today. And, you know, phone lines will be open throughout the show, and we'd love to hear from you with your questions for either one of us, you know, or a personal reading with Natasha. And next week, we will have Dr. Nels and Linda with us. And so we just kind of swapped the second and third Sundays this week. So if you didn't hear about that and just tuning in and planning to call in for Dr. Nels and Linda, well, just call in for me and Natasha. And, you know, behavior training or healing questions or follow up with me and whatever you want from Natasha. And gosh, Natasha, so welcome back to Animal World. And
thank you.
And you're zooming into us all the way from what, the San Diego area, California?
San Diego County, yeah, northern San Diego County.
All right,
in California.
Well, I know that I think you have zoomed in from California before. Every once in a while you're down there. So I know you go down there, but we've never talked about it. Why are you in California? You got family there? You got friends or what the heck's going on?
I have this wonderful woman that came into my life 18 years ago. And when I went to Doreen Virtue when she was doing spiritual work, and she had an angel therapy practitioner course. And so that's where we met in Hawaii.
Oh,
And it's
okay.
one of those magical moments where the universe brought us together. I didn't know I was going to go to Doreen Virtue. Within 3 weeks, I made the decision to go. Within an hour of putting out there that I needed a roommate, she clicked in. And then, when we met in Hawaii, she brought another friend, and we've been pretty much in sync with
Ever
each
since,
other
huh?
ever since. And
Wonderful.
we've
So
made the
you're just
path.
down there, you're not there with your family, you're just down there by yourself visiting your
Me,
really dear
myself, and
friend.
I.
Well, bless you and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here, and for your friend for allowing you to do that and all of that good stuff.
Oh,
And
we're
I
about
was
growing.
without, somebody crashed a pole in my neighborhood on Friday, and I've been without internet and cable and TV and phone and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just fortunate that it finally was repaired in time for the show today. So I haven't been on top of things, but I think a little birdie crossed my path and told me that there was a birthday in our family here very recently. And I think
Yes.
it's you. So, yeah. So
Thank
happy
you.
birthday from Animal World and the world of the Jingle Cats. And
Thank you.
they
I
do a
feel
pretty
very
nice,
loved.
yeah, they do a pretty nice job with that song, I think.
They
So,
do. They do.
how belated are we? When was your birthday?
Thursday,
Thursday. Okay. All
the
right.
11th.
So happy birthday to you.
7-Eleven. I told my husband, if you can't remember my birthday, just think of the store. 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. Well, yeah, that's a good way to remember. That's excellent. All right. So now I don't know. Were you down in your birthday? Were you down in California on your birthday to celebrate with your friend, or were you up here and then went down?
Nope, I was down here. I've been down here since the 2nd, and I will go back on the 16th this
Oh,
next Tuesday. So,
wow.
I try to get 2 good weekends, and I feel so blessed to have these moments. And my husband just says, "Go. You need girl time." So, this is my girl time.
Well, how not nice to have a husband that understands girl time.
It's taken a couple years, but he's gotten there. He has golf
Well, okay,
time.
no, wait a minute. So do
He
you
has
give
golf he has golf time.
I was gonna say,
I
do
can
you
have,
give him guy time?
I
No,
give him guy time.
you give him golf time.
I give him
So
guy time.
yeah, okay. All right. Well, see,
It's a
that's
healthy
fair.
marriage that way.
Well, exactly. What's good for the goose is supposed to be good for the gander too, and all of that. And well, that's great to hear. So anyway, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I feel blessed.
And maybe when we'll remember that next year, maybe we won't, but 7-Eleven's a good way to remember. All righty then. We have open phone lines and phone calls take priority, and I know we've already got caller waiting. So we are going to suspend our normal chat, what we talk about, and because I don't, we haven't found out yet. Is Natasha frying down there in California? We have this heat wave and all that sort of stuff. So we'll find out about all of that and what's going on with our weather and all that sort of stuff. And there's a lot of things we need to chat about. But I'm going to keep us moving along right now and officially start the show, so we can take care of that. And then advertisers, and then we will be free to get to the phones because somebody's already tapping. All righty. So if you haven't been here when I've officially started the show before, oh, and gosh, Did we, did I don't know. I might have been so excited to see Natasha and wish her happy birthday down in California. Did I actually say good morning to you, Nathan?
No.
Animal World production engineer. I think I forgot that. We at least got to do that before I officially start the show. So, Nathan, how the heck are you?
Hey, Martha. I'm actually doing a little bit sore. Been doing a lot of work, as you know. And
I've got some great pictures of
condo.
All this painting going on at this new condo. And that's one of the things I want to hear about. So you've not been affected by the paint fumes. You're doing okay.
Well, more my muscle is finding out which ones I have never really used before are discovering after doing all the painting. So still a little bit sore in some areas from getting down low and doing all the trimming or painting up high and doing the cutting of the paint and all that stuff. So it's a lot of work, and especially if you do it for 8 hours straight.
Well, yeah. And you sent me some text now, and I think it looked like you had some help because there was someone in the photograph that wasn't you.
Yeah, that was one of our family friends who has volunteered to help me paint the condo. So, and he's very experienced with painting, too. He used to kind of operate a business with his brother in the past. So,
oh, how fun.
Yeah, good person to have around to help with the painting, and we'll be going back to do some more this Tuesday for a second coat. And finish up the bathroom and the kitchen, and it'll be all completely painted up.
Wonderful. And then you go after the floors, right?
Yes, so that one will be done professionally to get the carpeting done. That's
all right.
Not one I'm going to be doing a DIY on.
Well, congratulations, and it looks absolutely beautiful, at least, you know, the pictures that you've sent me. So
yeah, I'm very happy with how it turned out, and
yeah,
more to come.
Keep up the good work. All righty. So now that we know that Nathan is in fact here and taking care of business, Stacy's not here because she's got out of town visitors and stuff, and so she's busy entertaining. But we all should be here next week, I think. Of course, I don't know yet. And it was a good day for me not to come down because of, we should just mention that to everybody, Nathan. You got the big 405 freeway is closed from Factoria South. That's both ways.
Yeah, so it's going to be closed in both directions on 405 between the Coal Creek Parkway exits and the Washington 900. So if you're planning on going anywhere between I-90 and Renton, you're going to want to think about taking Coal Creek Parkway because you ain't got no other choice.
Yeah.
Apart from other random neighborhood roads if you want to try to meander your way around that. But from our experience, Coal Creek Parkway wasn't flowing too bad. It could be people either just avoiding the area or maybe taking I-5. It's really not all that bad at Coal Creek Parkway from what I've seen.
Well, that's good to know. And of course, it's early. Now, when I heard about the 405 closure last week, you know, I thought, I got to check and see where I'm working on Saturday. I hope I'm not going down there. Well, guess where Aunt Martha was scheduled to go work yesterday? It was down in Covington. And of course, that's down there south. And so I had a major trek. Because it couldn't go, you know, the normal route and 405. And so I had a wonderful scenic drive through Duval and Carnation and Fall City and Preston and then all out I-90. And then everything was fine traffic wise till I got to Highway 18. And that was just all jammed up and then down. So, I was kind of exhausted by the time I got to my session. And then we had a long session, just one of the greatest little multi-poo puppies I've worked with in a long time, 3.5-month-old or 14-week-old, 4-month-old multi-poo. Her name is Butter. And, just had a great time. So I had a great session, but then I had, you know, the long trek home again. So if you don't have to be traveling in the South End around 405, just don't do it. Wait till after today, because it all opens up tomorrow morning, right, Nathan?
Yep, it'll all be back open.
All right.
So
okay.
I'll be curious to see what they did, because I take that route frequently and see what's new.
All right. Oh, and I just read the little note you sent me, Natasha, and apparently there's a dog in your family down there. And, you know, it is Animal World, so dogs are welcome to bark and chime in anytime. So
he has that. He's a Wheaton Terrier.
Oh,
so okay. He's got that.
really high pitch yap.
And it's not, well, he's a big dog, but it still has that terrier pitch. So I just wanted to warn people.
Well, we get chickens problem. On the first Sunday of the month. So,
well, yeah, we get Henry and Arabella now, who we did get some crowing too last week, didn't we? That was fun. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, now I got to quit fooling around here because we got a caller to get to. So we are going to officially start the show. If you haven't been here with me when we've done that, I always start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers because it's Sunday and I can. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations all contributed by some member of our animal world family because of their power and ability to shift our lives. And so we get ourselves all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And many of you do these affirmations along with me and use them daily during the week as I do. But you need to know that participating in our prayer and affirmation section is completely optional. You can join in or you can tune out. It's completely up to you. It's not like getting on the love train for our dancing and exercise and sending love around the world part at 10 and 11. Dancing's required. But here you can opt out if you so choose. So I am going to begin with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, I do the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. I took a little extra time with that one because the most recent developments here, I think it's something we all need to pay attention to. Okay. All righty. So that concludes the prayer section. Now we get to our affirmations. And like I said, each of these are chosen because of their power, their ability to shift our lives. The first affirmation, I say each of them out loud three times. And you're welcome to join me or not. Completely up to you. This first one I contributed, but I got it from my spiritual family. It was an assignment from Ananda years ago for me. And the assignment was do this affirmation. Say it three times. Once a day, for a week, see what happens. Changed my life. So I'm sharing with you because it can change yours too. Here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from one of our best practitioners. That would be Linda Rasmussen. And when she'll be in here in next week. And when she works with one of you, she usually gives you an affirmation. Keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from. And it proved to be so powerful that we include it here. And when I talk about abundance here, just imagine as you're saying this, imagine in your mind what abundance you need in your life right now. All right, here we go. Affirmation number two. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Next affirmation here comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and the Italian Division. And this is the one I love for keeping me in the right frame of mind, especially when I go out into the world. I also do this one for my animals as well. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Woo-hoo. All righty. Next one here, actually contributed by Natasha Venter, who happens to be here. And this is the one, I do this one for my animal friends too, but this is the one that kind of helps us adjust to and accept and be comfortable with all these crazy energies going on right now. Man, we really need this one, Natasha. All right, here we go. Three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then our last affirmation to conclude this whole ritual also comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and this is, boy, we just need this energy so much, and this one, we send God's light everywhere. We need it all around this country and the world with everything that's going on, so put your love into this. Let's spread it all over. All right, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Alrighty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day. And it is time. We are going to take care of advertisers. And then we're going to the phone. And if there's anyone else besides our caller on the line that wants to get in early, pick up the phone now, 425-373-5527. And stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. Phone call next, right after these messages. Animal World continues on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling with this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we did hear from Linda Rasmussen, our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal. She would be delighted to work with you. She works on the human animal. She is available to work with you in person at her office, which is in the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery in Seattle. Or she can work with you remotely. Remember, energetic healing or communication work, all of that. There's no issue with distance. So it's equally powerful remotely or in person. And she continues to offer a free introductory session for any of us that call her or text her at the number I'm going to send you, and working with her on the air doesn't count. So if you've had a session with Linda on the air or plan to call in next week and have one, you can still have a free session with her in person or remotely. So you can check Linda Rasmussen out. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And the number to call or text her at for a free session is 206-841-1992. And of course, our premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton, is available to work with you and help you, you know, with emotional and physical issues. Wonderful light chiropractic, and she does do acupuncture, but I find the Acutonics forks and doing Acutonics more powerful. And gosh, what a great experience to be with her in the healing room and with the gongs and the chimes and the forks and everything. And gosh, it is an incredible experience. And she is open and available and accepting new clients. So she can work with you in person. She's in Shoreline. The Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home. It's easy access, easy parking. And she can also work with you remotely, because remember, it's energetic and there's no issue with distance. So check Jude out. Whispering-dragon.com is the website, whispering-dragon.com. Whispering Dragon on Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, you are welcome, and we invite you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Well, would you look at that? How did I manage to do that? Get done with all of that, and it's exactly 9:30. That's what I said. I'll make sure that we get ready so we can take this phone call. So looks like we're headed to Lake Stevens and Tina, correct, Nathan?
Yeah, we got Tina online here joining us from Lake Stevens.
Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Martha, Nathan, Natasha. Thank you so much for getting me in early.
You're more than welcome.
I'm pretty amazed. I hit it right on the nose. I said, I'll try to get everything done. Because I know you're headed off to something, aren't you?
I'm off to mounted archery practice.
Yeah, that's right. So Tina is our mounted archery gal. She does, you know, she rides horses, Natasha, and shoots arrows at targets. Mm-hmm. And my gosh, the videos are incredible. Anyway, so that's a nice day for archery and horses. So
beautiful.
Yep, I know that you don't need my help. We need Natasha to chime in. So what do you need today, Tina?
Well, the first thing I wanted to say is you did forget something. Cross your arms over your chest and say, I trust.
God, you are absolutely right. I was so eager to wrap things up and get on. Now, I thought about that. I actually was thinking about that affirmation as I was saying the other ones. But you're right. Okay, so time out. Officially, we conclude our affirmations by sealing it all up with Dr. Nil's contribution and his favorite part. So you cross your hands over your chest, just like Tina just said, and say, I trust, I trust, I trust. Well, how cool is that? I don't have to worry about forgetting stuff because you guys will just let me know. Hey, thanks,
That's
Tina.
Right. That's right.
It's your fault. It was your fault, see, because I was trying to get done so I could get you on at 9:30. All right. But anyway, you cleaned it up for both of us, so we're good. So now, right. Tina, what can we help you with?
I have an old, mature mare. Her name is Rainy. And I'd just like Natasha to check in with Rainy and see how Rainy is feeling. And
yeah, she's tired.
Yep.
No, she's 34 or 36, yeah, Tina?
She's
how
tired.
Old is she?
She's 34 and a half, 35.
Okay.
Yeah, she's tired. She's going to come to a road where she may not be able to make the full choice.
Okay.
So you mean that Tina may have to help her pass? Is that what
yeah,
you're saying?
But at her. The same time, you will know when that is. And I mean this with a whole lot of love. It's not an easy dance, but she, because she loves you so much and she wants to be with you, and she will be with in spirit. There is that time, though, where, you know, sometimes animals just say, I just can't let go enough to cross over. But you may come out and she might be gone, too. So it's that negotiation of the last 24 to 48 hours that might be a little bit, you know.
Okay.
I don't know the word right now, but it's that kind of sketchiness, I guess, is not the right word. But it's that moment where... You know, we just don't know when it's going to happen, and sometimes the animals just kind of say, help.
Okay. I figure this is probably her last summer, and I didn't know whether to, like, schedule something, you know.
I would not.
Call or just wait for her to let me know she's ready.
Yeah, she'll let you know, and I have a feeling it will be you know, at least it won't be into the winter. She'll let you know before that.
Okay.
All right. Now I did.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. No, it's so hard.
No, that's okay. I'm there. You know, I have helped or had 11 animals pass since 2006. So
yeah.
I am familiar.
Well, you know, and bless your heart, you've had so much to deal with because we talked to you recently, but your beloved Miss Desi, you know, your older kitty, that she passed last week, too. So
yeah, she just passed a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And it usually rained. It usually, this is what happens sometimes. And you know, to give people information right now, us humans are going to be going through some big... We've gone through a lot, it seems like, since the beginning of the year. Well, years, but... And so we're going to be kind of stepping into some new energy coming in this fall with the elections, with a lot of different things happening. We're going to be doing a lot of things. And a lot of our older animals are going to say, I'm relieving you of my charge so that you can have another one that picks up where I can let off.
I have increased her feed. I'm feeding her three times a day now, and I'm feeding her more. Is there anything else I can do to support her?
Is her mouth tender?
She doesn't really have any teeth. She like rolls her food around and
making sure it's soft. You know,
I want to chime in because I talked to Tina earlier in the week, and I did tell her about and it reminded her about the Pleckner syndrome and this underlying disease mechanism that underlies, you know, chronic disease and illness in dogs, cats, horses, humans, most mammals, that, you know, we talked about for so many years here on the air. And horses are one, you know, the animals that do get this imbalance, and it's quite common for them when they get old. Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing, Natasha, is that depending on the animal suit you're in, human, horse, dog, cat, the treatment for Pleckner is different. And mm-hmm. for horses, it's really simple because it's generally treated with steroids and thyroid medication. But with horses, they tend to run high in the steroid department, so they just need thyroid, which is not an expensive. It's a powdered supplement you put in the food twice a day. Well, I happened to my Dan horse. Dr. Pleckner saved him, and he got, I don't know, 6-7 more years of life but just by going on the thyroid medication. And he had a total turnaround. And my vet at the time, who didn't want to believe in this stuff but couldn't deny the miracles that happened with my horse. So he's shared with me, and this is Mike Salusky, Dr. Salusky, for any of you old timers have been listening a long time because he's not in our area anymore. But he says that whenever he's called to a farm and has an old horse or equine that is deteriorating, he just puts him on thyroid. And then they, you know, it really helps him for however long, and people think he walks on water, all that sort of stuff. So anyway, I told Natasha, I told Tina about that. And then Tina, I think you texted your vet or something to see if they might be willing to prescribe a month trial on the thyroid. Did you get anywhere with that?
Not yet, no.
Okay. So Natasha, I want you to look at Rainey's energy, and this isn't, this would just be done as a trial just to see. And if it's like with my Dan, boy, he was able to start eating again. The bone in his knee healed. He gained all his weight back. Now, but he was like 28, 29, mm-hmm. and then he lived to 34. You know, Rainey's already up there. Does it feel to you like the thyroid would make any difference energetically to her?
What I'm getting is that it, you know, those little things that happen when a body is starting to shut down can kind of make it so they don't go so deep into a rabbit hole. But I'm getting though that she's, it's more about that, you know, you're ready to expand in a different way, Tina, and Rainey wants you to do that freely without her pulling you back being the older body. It's a body
so
timing.
So it's coming up on her time anyway, no matter what is done. Is that kind of what you're saying, Natasha?
Exactly. And it's not necessarily, I mean, it can happen, but I don't really get that she wants to go through another cold year. I'm getting that it's a dual thing here. It's her energy field and her body field. And so, yes, if you want to give her something so that she feels more vital, you know, towards the end as her body is just saying, it's old, I'm tired, you know.
Yeah,
that
so it might help her feel a little better, but she's still saying it's her time.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that. Timing is different. I mean, timing is elusive when somebody is starting to think about, I don't want to be here. And, you know, I'm kind of making my body and I are making choices. So. It's a dance. So if you feel like that financially, you want to do that. And if you want to do that, then I think that it's a blessing. At the same time, though, the process is going to be the process, and right. My love is with you. And I'm so sorry for your cat. That's the thing is that it's like when we're ready, when we're ready, I know that, you know, life happens and Oh, I'm gonna, you know, there, it's sad because there's gonna be a lot of animals passing away
Well,
soon.
yeah, Natasha, while we have Tina on the line, so I know we had to finish up with her by 10, so we're she'll still be able to get to archery, but because it seems to be she seems to be our shining example of this, because both her elderly kitty Desi, you know, left her body, and now Rainy is, you know, saying, you know, she's moving that direction too. But before we started the show, you were telling me that with the astrological energy and everything that's going on right now, you said it's a time that many of us may have to help our animal friends cross over and all of that. And could you explain to everybody what that's all about? And that Tina understands too, it isn't her.
Yeah, it's not a personal thing. It's really not a personal thing. It's just a timing thing. And what I'm getting is, and I've kind of had this understanding of doorways where we're going to have people cross over. Like we're going to have another crossover, like in September, October, where we're going to have some of our human friends. Another doorway is going to happen for them through the, it's going to hit kind of hard around September, October, and then again around the holidays. But our animal friends are going to be on that mode where some of them, we didn't think that they were going to cross over, and they will, because of the fact that we are embarking as humans in a tremendous story of becoming an enlightened being. And some vibrations of our animals, they said they carried us through COVID. They carried us through a lot of the different stories of the last couple of years. And now this is going to be, you know, like this, the summer solstice was very powerful. And the equinox, the spring, the fall equinox is going to be another doorway. And so this doorway in between those two, we've got a lot of shifting going on. And they just want to say, we want to have you not having us carry you along. Okay, let me change my wording here. I apologize. So going into this, that their energy fields are not able to carry us through to the next several years of our evolution.
So it's kind of like they have accomplished what they came to do, or to help their humans with where
yes.
they are.
Mm-hmm.
And there it's time for their energy to move on, but in most cases to be replaced by, you know, a newer or younger, whatever animal energy to help their human perceive.
Exactly. And if we're not able to have another animal, it seems like life will fill us in with other supporters if we're okay. willing to step up into that knowing. It could be a new friend comes in. It could be that you have a new community center that you go to. It could be something that brings you up out of your story if we're willing to get up out of the chair and walk forward. And so going into this, that we will have some animal friends that will cross over. And sadly, some of them before we think that they're ready.
Before their time, you think.
Yeah, exactly. Some of them, like I see a 7-year-old passing over. I see a 3-year-old passing over. I see these different friends, and I don't know who they're attached to. But my love is with you. It's not an easy thing to go through this process when you think you're going to be with somebody for a while, you know. And Tina, I'm so sorry you're going through this, and you know, it's not an easy thing, but I want you to know every ending is a new beginning. And I really feel that Shiva, if you believe in Shiva's energy, the destruction to creation, and we're going into a great creation, but we have to go through that destruction moment. And sometimes that's losing the ones we love.
Thank you.
The Shiva energy. Go ahead.
Is there anything in my energy that you want to share with me going forward in the next few months?
Yeah, I'm tapping in, sweetie. I'm tapping in. Sorry for the pause.
Okay. Oh, not a problem.
I do see you. I do see you in that you feel lighter towards the fall. You feel like you have more like your feet underneath you, that you feel like that you have more like rhythm inside your non-rhythm. You know, I really feel like that you will, you're getting centered in your bones, and that's going to be the gift for you. So when you are, remember to breathe. that you're not running from here to there, that you actually are breathing. And that's when Rainey being gone, I feel like that you won't be worried about her. You know, you won't have her dragging you, the worry that you have with an elder animal. And so going into this, I feel like you're going to be a little bit lighter and you're going to have some opportunities. There's going to be somebody that's going to be coming into your life that I'm not going to say male or female, but there's going to be somebody coming into your life that's going to be giving you a different perspective. Ask for grace and ease when you are going into some different scenarios coming into this fall, because you are not your outer world.
Okay.
I want you to remember that you are free from being your outer world. There's going to be a lot of chaos in the outer world. You are out of that chaos. And I was doing a session with somebody, and this is my mantra lately. I'm asking for peace so I don't go into pieces.
Okay. That's perfect.
Okay.
All right. Now, so, I have another. I want to bring us back to Rainey and Tina and the horses, just on a practical level, because I have a question. Tina has two horses. Rainey is the old lady, and she's a pasture mate for Tina's thoroughbred, Logan, who's a younger horse. Now, most horse people know horses are herd animals.
Yes.
So it's not usually a good idea to have just one. It's kind of like potato chips, but horses, you can eat more than one because they need company. You know, but some only horses do good with a goat or a friend or something like that. So anyway, I'm wondering if it does shake out that it's Rainey's time and she chooses to move on sometime, in the fall, as we're talking about, or whenever.
Yes, Logan, and one will be coming to you. Tina.
Does she, Logan, going to need another pasture maid, and will it just show up for Tina?
Yeah, I get that.
What do you see there?
Yeah, I get that there's going to be one that is, I almost get that it's going to fall in like, hey, I have a horse that needs a pasture. Do you have a pasture? And then, oh, wait a minute. Do you want the horse? it's going to be one of those things and I'm not going to say it's going to go out XYZ like I just said, but there's something about that energy field that things are going to fall into the lap and you're going to say yes. And then there's going to be this, I do get that he has this nervousness with him, but it's not that he needs to have the horse with him, but it's that seeing, oh, I'm not alone. Oh, I have this other thing. Oh, I have companionship. And it's not necessarily that they always need to be next to each other, but yet at the same time, it's that knowing that he's not alone. He's not alone. So okay. I would kind of open up your energy field to, even before Rainey goes, that if you wanted to be open to that energy of somebody else coming in, so that the right energy comes in at the right time for you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, great. I think that feels.
Thank you.
All right, Tina, have fun. Have fun riding and shooting arrows today.
Okay. All right. I'll post the video later. All right.
Yeah, you have really good things coming to you, but it's you staying in that perspective.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. God bless. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You're more than welcome. Blessings.
All righty. We got to catch up with advertisers here before we run out of time in this hour. Phone lines are open now, so you can call in anytime, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll free is 888-298-5569. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Thank you. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. It looks like we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we are here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see, and we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O. You can check them all out at NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Greatest cat vitamins. And they're called NuPro Nuggets. And the dog powdered supplement is absolutely incredible. Produces the greatest skin and hair coats. I just, the biggest revelation for me in using NuPro over the years, you know, and I've kept it up. And then sometimes I stop and then I start again. And what I realized is when my golden retrievers are my breed. And when Robbie's on NuPro, which he's been for quite a while now because I figured this one out, his hair stays on his body much better than it does when he's not. So when he's not on NuPro, I swear to you, I could carpet the planet with golden retriever hair. But when he's on NuPro, it actually stays on him until I brush it off or wash off, and I don't have near the mounds and mounds of golden retriever hair everywhere. So check out NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And if you can't find them at your local pet store, then they're all available on Amazon. And of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. Meet with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs, solve all the problems quickly or raise them up. Just had a great session yesterday with this little Butters multi-poo, cute little four-month-old puppy, but smart and already spoiled rotten and was taking over the planet. And having temper tantrums and you know, barking and getting, you know, crazy, all that sort of stuff. Well, we had a model citizen by the time I left. Now, yeah, he's still only 4 months old, and it's a process raising puppies just like raising kids. But all the shenanigans and temper tantrums and all of that were over. He responded incredibly well to my methods and techniques, and they weren't able to leave the room, you know, and that kind of stuff before I got there, and we had all that worked out. and all kinds of things. And so if you need Aunt Martha's help, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So please take the number down I'm going to give you and tell anybody you know has problems with their animals, call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to you for free. Number is, and I usually only have to see you once to get everything under control. Number 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, we are all caught up. I think we're clear. We don't have any phone callers waiting at the moment, right, Nathan?
Nobody at the moment.
So we just have a few minutes here before we fire up for the love train. So let's go back, make sure we finished up. So you're working hard on your condo, and the painting all finished now?
Well, I've still got a little bit more to do. The second coat and the bathroom and the kitchen as well.
All right. And then the floors happen. Do you have any idea yet when you're going to move in?
That's looking at about maybe a month and a half, maybe, I want to say.
Okay. And then you're going to invite us all. The whole animal world kingdom gets to come to have a housewarming with you, huh?
Just make sure your animals are no more than 25 pounds or whatever it is.
I was going to say, if you diddidn't have to be in the studio and run things, so you could Zoom in from your condo.
I could. Not yet, because I don't have internet set up at that place yet.
All right. So we're caught up on the condo. Now, I know they're still in first place, but what the heck's going on with the Mariners?
I'm wondering the same thing. This is a series they should be, especially after that first game they put up against the Angels, winning like 11-0 or whatever the score was, and to start losing to them suddenly, especially last night, it's like, oh boy, we should be winning this series, not being at a threat of losing the series. At least we're not threatening getting swept, but still, the Angels, it's a team we need to beat.
Yep. So somehow they've managed to stay in first place, but boy, they've been really up and down.
And another factor, too, is the Houston Astros are getting into their groove and winning games, and seems like they're quickly catching up to that first place spot, and I believe they're only one game behind now of the Mariners.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good catch up. And speaking of baseball, Natasha, when we do current events, you have to tune in because we are planning another Bark in the Park.
Are you?
And so anyway, when we get to current events, we'll talk about it because it occurred to me last night. It just popped into my mind, because it's up in Everett. You never know. Maybe Natasha wants to come down to Bark in the Park with her dog. So I don't know. But anyway, so we'll talk about that in current events. We are just about time to what we do at 10 and 11 is fire up the love train. And this is our opportunity to get up and get the juices flowing, a little bit of exercise and fun, but also with the intent that while we listen to the words of sending our love all over the country and the world. And gosh, these are really amazing times that we're living through. And as Natasha's talking about the shifts and the changes and all this sort of thing, and it should be obvious to you where we need to send the light. Right now, we got to send the love all over our own country and see if we can't bring some unity. And we got wars going on, at least two major on the planet. So, that's where we send the light. So, again, dancing is required, everybody, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer, just to give us a little more energy and juice for the day and the week. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.